Nidhi Yerushalmi, corresponding to Nidhi Bavli, Daf Lamed Aleph. We begin in the Yerushalmi on Daf Yud Beis Amud Beis, the first Mishnah in Perek Benois Kusim. Benois Kusim Nidhois Ma'ari Sosam. Kusi girls are considered to be Nidhois from birth. A Kusim Metamim Mishkav Tachton Ke'elion Rifnei Shehen Ba'alei Nidhois. Male Kusim are Metame a Mishkav below like one above, because they are Oyele Nidus, there are many adorations with Nidus. Ben Yoishois are called Dam Badam. Kusi women are assumed to be Tameos because they sit 7 days of Nidah due to blood of any color, so sometimes they immerse too early, which doesn't help them. Ben Chayavin Alehem Albias Mikdash Ein Sofen Alehem Esatumam Rifnei Jotumasam Basafik. One is not liable a korban to entering the Mikdash, as we don't burn Tuma due to the assumed Tuma of Kusim because it's a Safik. And the Gemara says, Nida, Dam Nida, Zom, Dam Basulim Ein Zom, Dam Nida Adam, Dam Basulim Ein Adam, Dam Nida Min HaMakor, Dam Basulim Einai Min HaMakor, Ela Min HaSad. The Gemara says that Dam Nida is dirty, Dam Basulim is not dirty, Dam Nida is red, Dam Basulim is not red, Dam Nida comes from the Makor, from the womb, Dam Basulim is not from the womb, rather from the walls.
Fourth parak of Nida, second Mishnah. Benoi Tzukim. The daughters of the Tzukis. These are, Tzukim are Jews that do not believe in Torah of Alpha and other issues. Bizmach Nogu Lefes Vidaka Besemarem Kikutiyos. When they behaved like their fathers, or even Menastam, we treat them as a Kuti, because they also do not properly know the halachas of Nida, and therefore there's a concern there in Hilchas, their Nidas, like we said before. If they have changed their behavior, they start behaving like regular Jewish women, then we treat them as regular Jews, because they are regular Jews. Rabbi Yossi says the other way around. That Menastam, we say that they're all right, unless we see clearly they're not behaving. And also the machlokes between the Tanakam and Rabbi Yossi is Menastam, how do we treat them? Fourth parak of Nida, third Mishnah. Blood of a non-Jewish woman, and also dam, which is Torah, that's coming out of a woman who has tzaras. This halacha is a tzaras, that her saliva and her urine is an abatuma. The question is about the blood. The blood is not, does not have the same status as these other liquids that come out of the body, yet, because has to have a certain physical state which the blood does not have. So these two situations, Beishamay Matarim, they say it's Tahar, because a goy does not have tumas neither. And even though they were Matama, all the goyim as a Zov, every goy in the Rabban has a status of a Zov, but to make a recognition that they're not Zov Midaraisa, they, according to Beis Shammai, held the blood that comes out of them, they treat it as Torah. They say that we treat it as the same status of, I'm talking about the blood of the Avodas Kochavim, we treat it the same way we treat it as her saliva and her urine, which means like this. In the Raisa, a woman who's a neither, her saliva and her urine are Tomei, whether they're in a liquid state or even if they dry out. Over here, Basil said, agreed to Beis Shammai that we have to make a certain hecker, that people should realize that this Avedis Gechom is not Torah Midoraisa, and he felt it was enough of a hecker that it's metamolin when it's moist, and when it dries out, it's not metamolin. And that applies both, not, according to Basil, it applies to her saliva, her urine, and also to her dam nida. That is the hecker. The Shammai wanted to make a bigger hecker, and they said that Damnit is not Mitam at all. Dami Ledish Leitovlo, a woman who gave birth, and she did not go to the mikveh. Beishamai Oimrim, Kiroki Mei Regleo. Beishamai says that also it's only time to drop on, and therefore it's only time when it's moist, and on the dry side it's not Mitam. This is Din to Rabbanan. Basil says that it's Tami Midaraisa. What's the machlokes? I love it like this. That's, if a woman gives birth to a boy, 7 days later, the blood comes out, should be tar. The Shammai says the second 7 days go up, the eighth day, automatically the blood is tar, and therefore this tumas alex rabbanon. Beis Hillel says, till she goes to the mikveh, the blood that was coming out prior, from the time of the birth onwards, is dam tami. And therefore, they say that since she didn't go to the mikveh, it's tami. Both the Shammai Beis Hillel moides, she was a zovah gedola. That means she saw three days, in not the natural times for her to see prior to the birth. Now she has to have 7 clean days. So everybody agrees, in such a case, that the blood comes out of her is considered dam, which is metame, until she finishes the 7 days. And fourth parak of Nida, fourth Mishnah. A maksha nida, a woman who is having contractions right before the birth. So blood that comes out at that time is considered dam nida. We don't say that it's not considered dam nida because it wasn't the natural cycle. Kishta shloshi yom b'seich achadosa yom. She had three days of these contractions within the 11-day period. In other words, the 11-day period is, every woman has 7 days of nida, and the 11 days after that, in her cycle, are considered times of zov. So she saw, she had dama, she had these contractions, and she's seen for 3 days, in the time that she would normally be a zovah. And then the shof semeisles, and then she had 24 hours that they stopped. The yoldon, after which she gave birth, I raise the yoldon's mezov to Rabbi Lezer. That's Rabbi Lezer's opinion. In other words, the halacha is like this, that dam comes at the time of the birth is dam nida. But if she was a zava and she was having the contractions, the blood that comes out does not give her the status of a zava. So, but we're saying now, in order for us to treat this blood that's coming out to be considered blood as a result of the dam, as a result of the leda, it has to be that the contractions led straight into the birth. They had contractions, then she took a break. They did not consider contractions of the birth, and therefore the blood that she was saw then would be considered dam of azova, and she'd have to go through the shivanakian process. So, memela, that's what it's saying. If there was a 24-hour break, according to Rabbi Lezer, the blood that was seen before that is tome like azova, if she saw 3 days in the period of azova. Rabbi Yeshua, laila v'yoyim, kilei l'shavas v'yoyim. You don't go by 24 period, you go by a halachic day and night. And both of these cases as long as she stopped having the contractions, even the blood was constantly coming out, we don't say, well, the blood was coming out constantly till the birth, so we'll consider shy after the birth. It has to be that there was no break in the contractions and birth pangs between the time that she saw this blood and the birth itself. Like we said before, there is a certain amount of break is acceptable. But that was the mapling, it's 24-hour period or another day period.
Fourth parak of Nida, fifth Mishnah, Kama Hu Kishu Yo. What is the period of time that she's involved in her contractions prior to birth, and we could say as a result of this that the dam that comes out is not dam ziva? It could even take 40 or 50 days. Rabbi Yehuda says it's not up to a month, but more than a month we cannot be toila in the later, even though she's having contraction from more than a month before the later. Rabbi Yisrael, Rabbi Shimon, and Kishui. The maximum amount of time that will be toila blood as being part of the birth is 2 weeks prior to the birth, which is the halach. Fourth parak of Nida, sixth Mishnah. A woman who gave birth to a female child, a daughter, and within 80 days of the birth, she became pregnant, and she also started having contractions from the miscarriage of the second one. Kol dam shiroi tahirim. All the blood that comes out is toya, ad sheyetzeh blood, till the actual miscarriage will take effect. Or, the another situation is that the twins, and one came out early and the second one came out later. The idea behind it is that in that period of time, she's imei toyar.
after the first 14 days of the birth of a daughter, the next 66 days are dam tor. So any dam that she sees then is tor, even though she sees it as a result of contractions from a birth. But once there is a birth, then that is tamid. Rabbi Lezer says, no, this blood is tummy since it's coming from the kishrut, from the contractions. It's not regular blood that comes as a result of the previous birth. By ziva, if she sees regular ziva blood, she's tamei. If she sees ziva blood while she's having contractions, she's tahira. So we see that the fact that she has contractions is a reason to be more lenient. So now that she's after birth, and that blood is dam tahar, so surely we should be dam hakoishi, we should be surely make it that blood comes out in a state of contractions. That's what they tied it. Omar Lehem, he answered them, you can't make from this more than the Kaaba Choyma, Elias Kenidin. If you're learning one from the other thing, it can't be more than the place you're learning it from. What do you mean? Makal Olea Mitumas Ziva, Vala Mitumas Nidin. That which we found, that Kishri is more lenient in respect to Tumas Ziva. In respect to Tumas Nidin, it's not more Kaal. And therefore, he said that also over here, that this blood will have a status of Tumas Nida, and therefore it is Tame, even though without the contractions, she is in the Yimei Toya. Fourth Parak of Nida, seventh Mishnah. Halachically, the Seder of a woman is that she sees one time, she's Tame 7 days. She sees from the 8th day till the 19th day, which is the next 11 days, she's a Zova. And if she doesn't see in that period of time, or under certain circumstances, if she sees a certain amount even within that time, but after 11 days, she goes back to the 7 days of Nida. So the 11 days, after the first 7 days, the time of Zava, which the Torah calls Lo Yis Nidos, the abnormal time for her to see. Now, a woman generally doesn't have a cycle of less than 19 days. So, Kol Achadas Yoyim, Cheskes Taira. Those 11 days, after the first 7 days, she's Becheskes Taira, and different explanations of the Gemara in respect to what this is. One explanation is respecting to checking herself, she doesn't have to check herself. There are other explanations. Yeah. Yoshvela Veloy Batka. If she did not pray to herself, Shogagov, Nensa, Vizita Veloy Batka, whether unintentionally or she was forced to some extent, accentuating circumstances, not be, she wasn't able to be boydik, or she even intentionally was not boydik, she's still tired. So, since this is a time she normally doesn't see, if she didn't do the bedikas, she's still becheskes tired. Vesed is the time that she normally sees her dam. When that time comes, even if she didn't make a bedika, she is becheskes tmeya. If she was hiding away from people that could come and kill her and the like, since she's in a state of fear, that prevents her from seeing Dam Nida, and therefore also if she didn't check herself, she is Tahoyu. The fear that she has causes her not to see blood. The time that she's counting, if she's in that 11-day period, if she saw three consecutive days, then she has to count Shivan Akim, which today we treat all women in that state. Or if she saw 1 or 2 days, then the day afterwards she has to be on watch, maybe she saw again. So those 7 days after seeing 3 days, or the day after seeing 1 or 2 days, she's not Bechestis Tayra, and therefore she didn't check herself, then she's Bechestis Tumah.
That's all the